104.3 The River, the hometown morning show, and it's great when we have special guests come in that folks are going to enjoy hearing. And you know, we've got all kinds of microphones. Let's introduce this young lady. Tell us who you are. You got people listening this morning.
Oh gosh, people!
Good morning. People are listening.
I am Jillian Carden, formerly known as Jill Payne.
Which is what I have written on our board.
Yeah, that
old habits. Old habits.
Yeah, you know, that's how you know me.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you again. I guess you have been busy. Silverleaf keeping you hopping.
Yes. We've always got something going on. Sometimes that's really good, and sometimes, given the nature of what we do, sure, that's not so good. But I love my job, so I can definitely say that.
We come with good news today. We're going to try to raise some money. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Tell us what we're up to.
So on September 28th, which is a Saturday, we are going to have a motorcycle poker run.
All right.
I've never participated in a motorcycle.
I was going to ask you if you'd ever been on a poker run before.
Not a poker run. I have been on a motorcycle one time. My brother owned a dirt bike, Yamaha dirt bike.
How'd that go for you?
Well, first of all, my brother wouldn't allow me to ride with him, which was probably a good thing. So my dad took me out on it. It really was a one-seater, but two of us were on it. So there wasn't a place for me to put my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when Eastlands were a big thing, you know, where you somehow did some kind of witchcraft and like wrapped up the shoestring. But I didn't realize it. I started smelling something that smelled like something burning. And when I got off the motorcycle, I had melted the bottom of my Eastland over the
exhaust pipe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad it was your Eastland and not your
and
leg.
Not my foot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or my leg. Yeah. But anyway, that is my one motorcycle experience.
Maybe your next one will be more positive.
Maybe, but I'm probably just going to keep my feet on the ground during this event.
No Eastlands, no Sperry's. You're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay on the ground.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about the group that you work with. You were in, it seems like yesterday, it was really more like 6-7 months ago.
Right, it was April.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's
tell us about what you're up to.
So, like you mentioned, I work at Silverleaf, which is located in Elizabethtown, but we provide services for the 8 counties of the Lincoln Trail Ad District, which includes Breckenridge, Meade, and Grayson. And our services primarily are for individuals impacted by sexual violence, whether that's harassment or rape or human trafficking. We provide a lot of treatment, resources, and services to them. We also have a leg of our agency that is primarily focused on prevention and education. Great. So we have two folks that are out in the communities, out in our schools. They're talking about body safety and healthy relationships and how to ask for consent. We're out and about quite a bit, and all of our services are free. We're a nonprofit agency, and we just really want individuals to know that we are a free resource for them, and we're available.
Great. Not always an easy subject to talk about, but one that needs to be discussed.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. How can folks find you all? I'm sure you're strong online.
Yes. So it really, any kind of social media outlet that someone's involved in, they can find us there, Twitter, of course, Facebook. We've got a website. And so if anybody's interested in participating in the poker run, they actually can find the details of the event and the registration packet on there as well. Our website is www.silverleafky.org.
Excellent. So we're looking at late September. That could be one of those really good weekends. You know, we get some pretty good weather in September here.
I'm hoping so.
So the 28th, right?
The 28th. I'm hoping for like a little bit of a crisp fall morning,
okay,
but some really sunny weather. And so with the poker run, we have stops in Litchfield, Rough River, Vine Grove, and then we're back to Elizabethtown. So it starts out at Addington Field,
okay,
which is in Elizabethtown, which is really cool because if the weather is nice on that Saturday, a lot of times they'll have the plane jumpers, which is, you're right there on the airfield, cool, so you can see that. So I'm hoping that's going on too.
And that's off Ring Road, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. But we have cash prizes for, or cash prize for the best hand. We also have a prize for the worst hand. So in case anybody's not super lucky that day with the cards, there's still an option.
Yeah.
We have door prizes and giveaways, some really, really cool giveaways like free window tinting, free tattoo, free massage, local eateries. So
cool.
Yeah.
A-Town is really impressive these days.
There's stuff going on.
Yeah,
it's growing.
There's some neat stuff going on, so that's cool. And it's good to have you back home for a morning, too. You know, it's good to get down and talk about this stuff. A lot of folks down here like to ride, and you know Brett County folks are all about some charity.
Yes. This county's got a big heart.
So get on up to A-Town, get your motor running, climb Arch Hill, go help Jill out, ride for a good cause, probably win some prizes.
Absolutely.
If nothing else, go get you a good pizza while you're in town or something.
Yeah, and we're going to have food there.
Going to have food
at
there?
At the event, yeah.
I predict barbecue. It's going to be a poker run.
Well, we'll see. It'll be a surprise.
Okay, that'll be good. Well, the food truck scene there is killer, too. You never know.
We do have a lot of great food trucks.
Neat stuff going on. Well, I appreciate you coming down and letting us know about this. And, of course, we'll be talking about it before then. Get a chance to come back. Come on back.
Well, I'm always willing to come back.
Good. So September 28th, folks, get online. You can fill out your registration on your all's website. Is that correct? Got a number they can call?
Sure.
So you don't like the computer?
Yes, it's 270-234-9236. We're a small office, so if they call and give me a shout out, I'll answer the phone.
Good. So big poker run coming up. Let's raise some money for Silver Leaf. Easy for me to say. Yeah, they pay me to talk. Sometimes I just fail at that. So that's $5 off my check right there. Thank you again for coming in. And folks, I've recorded this. So if you need more information, want to hear this interview again, or Kay, if you just want to listen to it again, it'll be on our website.
Proud Mama.
WXBC1043.com.